This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
How does Milliken operate on days like today? Because we were talking off the air, you got an ever-growing population of local kids because of your incredible program that you have that are, you know, transporting themselves on and off the campus. But 70% of your students are living there, so they just got to walk.
Right. We're mostly a walkable campus, but those students that do commute, I mean, we learned a lot from the pandemic, right? So we have virtual options, hybrid options. Faculty are very flexible. So if a student doesn't feel safe coming to campus or a faculty member doesn't feel safe coming to campus in the weather, we can definitely continue to provide learning online virtually. And then our residential population just trudges through that snow in the snow globe known as Milliken.
I bet it's pretty, right?
It's gorgeous today. I was over there earlier, and it really does look like a winter wonderland.
Rafael Leprangi is with us, VP of Student Affairs for Milliken University, and we're going to talk about some specific events, but I need to just drive over there, just take a look around. I bet that is an area of town that is probably gorgeous.
Yep, and all the trees, all the foliage is covered in white, yeah. And it really does look like it should be December.
All right, well, thank you for being here today. You guys have a whole bunch of activities that are coming up. I was very interested, the Thomas W. Ewing Lecture Fund. First and foremost, what is that, and who is or was Thomas Ewing?
Thomas Ewing was connected to the institution, gave us an endowed lecture fund. He's a politician, really wanted our students to have access to high quality speakers that talked about public policy and what's going on in the world. And so every year we put on the Thomas Ewing Lecture, and we make sure that our students do have access to really good, courageous conversations about what's going on in the world.
All right. And you have coming up tomorrow, right? At the Bob and Debbie.
Actually, next Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next
31st.
Tuesday. I don't know.
The 31st.
The event is free and open to the public as well, right?
It is. And so, you know, one of our big pushes at Milliken, you know, is inclusion and creating an inclusive campus. And inclusion is everything, right? It's not just race. It's not just cultural background, but it's religion. It's political views. And so our speaker for the Ewing Lecture is Sammy Steigman, one of our youngest Holocaust survivors in the United States, hailing from New York, coming to Milliken to talk about his story of resilience. He was a child during the Holocaust. He and his parents were both in the camps, and he was a victim of some experimentation that he'll be talking about, but also rising up above that story and just talking about how we can appreciate the freedoms that we have today in America.
Very important right now. I mean, I think
really,
if you're my age, the Holocaust was way more in the front of our minds, and now we see this rise in anti-Semitism that's going on not only here but globally.
Very timely
and,
topic.
And I wonder, you know, if the 19-20-year-olds today have the same context of World War II and the Holocaust that somebody my age does.
I think, you know, it's a history textbook for them.
Yeah.
It's eighth grade, you know, going to the Holocaust Museum, maybe in Chicago. That's what their experience has been. But to be a survivor, I doubt many of our students have actually been able to do that. So we're doing some special dinners, we're doing some time in classrooms. We're also offering Mr. Steigman to the community. So he's going out to county schools. He's going to be at Johns Hill, actually. He's going to be at the public library on February 2nd. He's going to be at the Unitarian Church on that Sunday, the 5th. He's also going to be meeting with some of the Jewish Fellowship here in Decatur. So really trying to get him connected to Macon County. He's part of the National Holocaust Registry of Speakers. And so he does not take an engagement unless he can be in your community and do several spots. And so we've really got a whole week of programs. Milliken's hosting him, but he's free for all of these organizations to host and free for anyone to come to any of those programs.
So that's great. So what you guys are doing and the fund and the endowment you have, then spreading off, you know, even outside the campus and to the public. Now, this guy lost 35 family members.
He did.
I mean, that is just unfathomable for most people, right?
It is, but probably an average or smaller number for some individuals who survived the Holocaust. I mean, their entire, you know, generations of families were annihilated. And so he'll talk about that.
All right. Well, that is unbelievable. Thank you for doing that. How do you guys decide? What's the process look like, you know, when you're doing this lecture series? You know, how do you land on who that's going to be?
Well, we definitely look at what's going on in terms of conversations in the world. And we knew that we had not had anyone come in and talk about the Jewish faith, about the Holocaust. Holocaust Remembrance Day is actually the 27th.
Okay.
So we're doing this kind of as an honorarium to that date. But we look at students for feedback. We look at faculty and staff for feedback. But mostly it's about, you know, have we offered that topic to our students. We want them to have a well-rounded understanding, historical context, you know, helping them understand why anti-Semitism has actually taken hold of our conversations recently. So we'll be talking all about that next week.
All right. And then you also have several other upcoming spring lecture series events and then Black History Month.
Black History Month kicks off next Wednesday, February 1st. Actually, on Friday, February 4th, we have the Cirque Zuma Zuma at Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
And that looks like a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing. They were on America's Got Talent and did really well there. Lots of dancing, lots of acrobatics. If you've seen like a Cirque du Soleil production, it'll be very similar. Really great student ticket prices for DPS kids if they want to come out with their parents. But again, open to the community. That there is a cost for that, but very low cost for such an awesome event. And then I want to highlight on February 13th, we have our lecture series for Black History Month. Dr. Wilson Okello is a spoken word artist. He'll be coming to talk about Black History Month and the history behind it through spoken word and poetry. And so that'll be in Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the 13th. That's free and open to the public as well.
Okay.
Moving forward into the spring, we do have a Women's History Month event I'm personally super excited about. Amanda Lucidon, who was a personal photographer to Michelle Obama, will be coming to Millikan on March 1st. That'll be in the University Commons. She worked alongside Peter Sousa and others to photograph the Obamas, but she personally worked with Michelle. And so the book that just came out, The Light We Carry, she is the one that her photographs are highlighted in that that book. Wow. And so she'll be talking about her time with the Obamas and showing off her work to our students and the community who would like to come. That's free and open to the public.
Twofer right there, Nick. You get the conversation and you get the photography.
Yep.
Love it. Absolutely. And then what about Civic Discourse Week, which is March 29th?
Yep. And so you're familiar with that, Brian. We've had for about 6 years Civic Discourse Week, where we work with all different community agencies to talk about a topic of interest to everyone. This year, our topic is about neurodivergence and learning disabilities. We know this is going to be a really great topic for our schools, for our teachers and educators, for a lot of our organizations like Macon Resources. So we'll be collaborating with all those folks. And we have a speaker late in March, I believe it's the 29th, Jonathan Mooney. He is a young man that goes across, not so young anymore, I guess, but goes across the country to talk about his story of being dyslexic and having severe learning disabilities. Did not learn to read until he was 12, was told that he was stupid his entire life. And he talks to young people about how to be perseverant, how to have resilience, and how to support students that are neurodivergent or who have trouble learning through normal means or traditional means.
This is inside baseball completely, but she's done this entire interview without a single note or piece of paper or anything in front of her. I don't know if you know how rare that is.
I know how she is.
I live and breathe the work.
That's her.
No, I'm just telling you, that is so rare. To be able to tick off times and dates and ticket prices and all of that. I'm just complimenting you. That just never happens.
Yep. I'm so excited about the
98% of the time I can ask somebody who's here to talk about something and they can't remember.
There's a lot of information,
I'm just stepping back and giving you a round of applause. Here is another thing that's coming to Millikan University. We just got the press release yesterday. If you had a nerd kid, which they are proudly describe themselves as nerds and were into robotics or anything, Millikan University is going to host the first of two high school level VEX robotics competitions. About 400 attendees are going to be at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center this coming Saturday, January 28th. Doors open to competitors at 8 a.m. There's going to be awards. These are the kind of relationships that I'm so happy to see Millikan have in the community that, you know, those of us who have been here for a long time, you know, always knew that Millikan was a great institution, but it was kind of unto itself a little bit, you know, and everybody on campus knew that, you know, Nick would even talk about the millibubble and all the things. Yep. And now it's like, there's just so many, it's hard to cover all the things.
We're trying very, very hard, especially after the pandemic. I think, you know, we knew that we had some work to do before the pandemic, but the pandemic really taught us, wow, we've got to get out more. And so that robotics tournament's an amazing example of some of the outreach we're doing and also recruitment work we're doing so that we can show off what a great institution students have in their very own backyard. You don't have to go to Chicago or St. Louis to go to college. You can go right here. You can live on campus or live at home, have a great collegiate experience here in your own hometown.
No doubt about it. And you see those numbers going up.
The Making Promise program has been amazingly successful, and we're delighted to see so many of our local students choose the Big Blue.
All right. And once again, I would say if you're listening in, you know, Cerro Gordo or something, that Macon County line is drawn.
It's like a little bit larger. Yes.
It's a little squiggly. It's almost like when they redraw the maps, you're including basically everyone.
And if you think
here.
You don't qualify, just ask, and I bet you do.
I bet you do, too.
So we want to make sure we give access to all of our county folks as well. But we are definitely looking to bring a lot more robotics-type competitions to campus, as well as e-gaming. We actually just kicked off an e-gaming student organization at Milliken called Big Blue Gaming, and so students are trying to get that off the ground, and that's pretty cool.
It is. You know, people are getting scholarships in that arena. Nick has been lecturing to me for years about how big this is and how much money kids are making, you know, with their own channel on Twitch and whatnot. So
absolutely.
I'm glad to see you guys doing that. How do you feel? I know there's a lot of conversation about education right now, and a lot of it's national news. It sort of feels like a little forced to me, and I know that you've got arguments back and forth. I don't feel any of that when I go into the campus of Milliken University. I mean, it seems like everybody there gets along just fine.
I think we're all very happy to be there. We know what a special place Milliken is. And I think we've really landed on this distinct brand of performance learning where we work with the community, we work with industry, we help students be prepared for when they leave. That return on investment at Milliken is true. Students are ready. And we hear that from employers all the time. Gosh, a Milliken student is like, has already worked. We don't have to worry about onboarding them. We don't have to worry about training them. They've done already that hard work. And so they're ready to just take off. And so, yeah, we all love it. And we love our students and we love doing what we do.
Well, I love the campus today. I mean, it looks more like our community each and every day.
Yes, we're a very diverse campus. Yeah, I encourage you, if you haven't been to Milliken in a while,
and that's
come
my fear
event,
is like a lot of people.
You know?
You got a couple of free events you have coming.
Yeah, come to an event, see the students. You know, talk to them. They're excited to be in this community, even if they're from far away. They love being here and love taking advantage of the local resources and activities. So I hope folks will come on down and enjoy.
All right, what's the easiest way if people are interested in enrolling, or maybe you're heading into the spring now and people are going to be graduating, thinking about the fall? What's the best kind of starting point for people to find out about the Making Promise, about all what we've talked about today?
The website, www.milliken.edu. There is a button right there that says apply now, and there's this prospective student button, easy to find right on that homepage, and folks can just go ahead and get the information there, or they can stop on by at any time during business hours, and we'll be happy to give you a personalized campus visit.
All right, and then the Milliken women's basketball team, you know, there's another reason to visit campus.
Absolutely.
Right?
We have senior day on Saturday, I believe, so if you want to see some really exciting stuff at halftime, get to see our players that have been doing so well. If you have younger kids and they want to meet and greet with the players, Saturday would be a great day to do that as well.
Man, do you have a nickname or anything like Google or Bing, or do they call you anything? Like, I just keep trying to throw stuff at her, but she goes, I don't know.
No, I answered anything, though.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Thank you for being here and sharing the information today. And so many great things coming up on the campus of Milliken University. Very excited about the lecture series.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.